Are we on the air?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
We got motherfucking Nico back in the building.
I'm back.
My brother.
Guess who's back?
Welcome back to the Lomaine's Asylum Show, everybody. This is your lovely host, Lomaine, accompanied by the greatest man himself.
I would say I'm more humble, as you can see. I'm great, but I prefer to be humble, but yes, I'm great.
Welcome back, Nick. How you feeling, bro?
I'm Nick.
Like, I'm just nicking through, you know?
I'm just Nick.
Bro, we should make a song like that, wouldn't they?
I am not even just a Ken.
Is that a Barbie song?
Yes, it is, my friend. It is the best song from that movie. Trust me.
I still need to see that movie. Would you count it as a woman empowerment movie?
You know what? I don't know.
At that point,
it's a movie for females.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, everybody's gonna have an opinion on it. So,
right,
who the fuck cares? It's a fucking movie. Enjoy the fucking movie.
Go see the movie. Go have, you know, like, you should go have your own opinion on it, motherfuckers. With that being said, guys, before we do go anywhere else, I got Charizard in my fucking pocket.
Charizard.
I'm gonna pass Charizard to motherfucking Nick, because you guys are checking this out on April 23rd, right?
I mean, if they're watching this, I mean, isn't it a week after? I mean, we are trying to figure out these
days. For these days, right? But since it's Tuesday, I still want you to treat it like it's Saturday, because hey, it's 420.
Yay.
Yo, man, I really hope that y'all celebrated 420.
Oh, you know what? Hey, guess what's up? Can you see anything different about it?
Oh, shit. It's not Xenon is equal no more.
No, it's not intergalactic colors. It's just basic.
My guy, did you get a new one?
I had to because... Because when changing out the atomizer, the contact, it got ripped out from the whole device.
Damn.
Again for the second time. So I already used up the warranty thing for it to be replaced. So I had to just basically get a new one.
Just get a new one. That's amazing, man.
It is amazing.
Can I pull it out, sir?
Yes, you might.
This is amazing. Like, guys, if y'all have not seen one of these yet, because I know some of y'all are still smoking weed out there and, like, don't know that... Weed is going into the 21st century.
These are called E-rigs.
Oh, my God.
This one specifically is called a Puffco.
Now, Nick, it just treat me as... I'm not going to call myself a dumb fellow. Treat me like someone that does not know anything about this. If I've seen this, how...
Someone's not knowledged very well in the ways of marijuana.
How would I use such thing that is all just right, technology-based?
So just to go again, just to remind everybody again, I use this as medical. I have epilepsy, and... I have some big back problems, okay?
Big back. Will the back.
That's also probably accounting to some of my weight. I'm working on that. I'm working on that. But, yes, this helps with epilepsy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Helps prolong the use of my medicine.
Love that.
Now, specifically this one, mm-hmm, the way that we use this one, the... banger, or as some people call it, is this what they would call it? Right?
The banger. Yes, sir. I would call it the banger.
Or some people would call it a bowl.
Right.
It's a bowl.
Yeah.
Or the banger. Or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Whatever. But,
all right.
You put your concentrates in there.
You got the concentrates, whatever type you got.
Uh-huh.
Shatter, crumble, whatever's easier for you. Drop it in there, whether you want to heat it up before,
okay,
and then drop it in there,
mm-hmm,
or drop it in there cold and then let it heat up.
Which one would you recommend for people that are like, I need to get this shit right now?
I'd say a cold drop.
Okay.
And as it heats up, then it starts to give off some of the smoke.
Mm.
You can start from there.
Okay.
And go from the low heat.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So,
and work your way up, because I think a lot of people just think that a high heat is just going to do the right thing for you. Just turn on the high heat and thank you.
No,
thank you,
Nick. It just, it burns it quicker. Yeah. And it's just going to get it quicker to your system, but it hits differently. Whereas with the low heat, you get more flavor. High heat, you're just burning it quicker. And
so true.
Getting it in.
And I think, do you remember when you were like a novice weed smoker, bro? And like the first time that you smoked, like you, but you just felt pressure right here for no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just like, oh. And that's how that feeling of taking a dab with high heat feels like, really, really high heat. When you take it in, you're like, yikes. I shouldn't have done that.
with that lower temps, it's a little bit easier to hit and everything.
Facts, man.
So welcome to 420, everybody. Yeah,
man. Today we
is that recording right there?
That is recording. No, man, that boy is on.
I was like, at first, I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
man. Hi, everybody.
Do you have any favorable weed memories for any 420 memories that you remember vividly, Nick?
You know, I never really celebrated with like people like when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like the day at 420. I mean, like, yeah, we got together with some of my friends or whatever, but it wasn't like we did too much to celebrate it.
I feel you.
It's just like, we smoked, but it wasn't like memorable.
It was.
We are having some difficulties right here.
Testing. Okay. What the fuck? That was. All right. Apple, stop linking everything. Fuck. For real, bro. They think that you want to use everything at the same fucking time.
No.
Fucking. But I'm going to incriminate myself on this story, Nick, if you would allow me.
No.
Right? It was back in college times. I was going to PC, and we heard that ASU was having a 420 festival. So we're like, all right. Let's go check out what the Arizonians up there are doing. So we go up to Tempe, take the light rail all the way up to Tempe, go into the main campus, and they were having a festival, but nobody was smoking. Like, it was all about weed. But of course, you're at a fucking school campus. Like, you can't be smoking, bro. So me and all the homies got this bright ass idea. We're like, yo, we don't even go here. Like, we did, like, this is not even a fucking school.
Well, let's just do it.
Yeah, for real, bro. So, like at that moment, one of the homies had a joint. I was like, all right, bro, spark up. He's like, what? I was like, spark up. And then, I kid you not, in, like, the span of 5 minutes, we became ASU legends. Because, bro, like, everybody was so fucking shocked. They're like, you're fucking smoking? How are you doing this, man? Bro, don't you know the security guards are right over there?
The night that ASU was saved.
Oh, my God.
Four young men came walking through.
Was it four?
Yeah, it was four.
Four young men came walking through a 420 festival.
And we didn't have any thugs with us on that day.
No thugs with them. And no people smoking at a 420 festival.
I had like a half a bottle of Coca-Cola that was kind of lukewarm.
Had a lukewarm bottle of cocaine in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Not Coca-Cola.
Right.
No, Coca-Cola.
It's like I was carrying that Coke. Speaking about Coke. I am trying to have the repetition of the worst segues of all time, bro. Speaking about Coke, have you seen the worst or the dark side of Nickelodeon?
Oh my gosh. Quiet.
Oh my gosh. I've been trying to talk to somebody about this, Nick. I did bring it lightly up. Have you seen the whole thing?
Yes, I have.
First take, what do you think?
Wow. I mean, like, to hear Drake Bell speak on that, and like when they got to him,
mm-hmm.
I I don't know if I ever had any speculation on like whether or not he was done anything to, but wow.
But for real. And for a man, or this is gonna sound kind of crazy. All right. Back in the days when we used to watch Drake and Josh.
Yes.
Drake was more of the hypersexualized kid that was making out with girls all. So I never really expected anything like that. Cause I think you're right. Cause I seen him more as like the player kid. All right, man. Like he had girls, you know, bagging girls back to back to back to back. Were they using that as an excuse to like cover up? Cause he made out with a lot of females in Drake and Josh, bro. Like it's, you're so right. Like, and for a person,
They put those kids into a lot of adult situations.
Very true. But I think at the same time, this is going to sound horrible. Guys, I'm so sorry I'm saying this. But I think somebody has to say it. Some of y'all need to shut the fuck up for some of the shit that y'all were saying on there. I'm going to be the number one person to say it. Because some things, highly wrong. I guarantee I get it. Highly fucking wrong what was going on. But at the same time, Nick, you cannot come to me and tell me that y'all gave back massages to this fat motherfucker for like a year and a half. None of y'all liked it and nobody said anything.
Could have gone to something else.
Bro, for real. And then nobody said anything. And that's the thing. And I can understand that people need jobs. I understand that we got bills to pay. We got families at home. But Nick, if your job right now, and even though that you know that we both mm-hmm. need our job right now, if they were like, hey, Nick, go lick that toilet, you'll be like,
the fuck?
No. Yeah, bro, right? It's no, I'm not fucking licking a toilet. Like, don't you think that there should have been some, because like that's a character breach. If someone kept telling you to do something that is out of your character and you keep allowing it, I'm sorry, that's not fear anymore. Like, that's something within you that you need to check out. All these people keep talking about, they couldn't say anything. They couldn't say anything. It was the whole set. The whole set didn't like this nigga for it, bro. Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry. Like, it's that shit alone, like, irks me. But all those dudes that were diddly-dallying kids and they got shows again on Disney Channel? That shit was scary, Nick.
Wow.
He worked on Drake and Josh right after. Do you know the same guy that dilly-dallied Drake also appeared, you're going to find this funny, on the first X-Men movie and X2. Both of those movies, he was in there. X1, he was, do you know when like the dude came onto the like the beach and he just started like turning into that blob?
Yeah.
He was standing right on the side eating a ice cream. And like he was like the main kind of like extra that was like like shocked. And
what did he go by? Pickle Boy?
Something. Yes. Yes, yeah, Pickle Boy.
That dude.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And in the second movie, do you remember when they locked up Magneto and then like Mystique had to go meet up with this like prison guy at the bar and she like stabbed him with iron so Magneto can take it out of him after. When the guy was inside of the bar, he was the main anchor, the news anchor on the TV. So I'm not saying anything, but this is going to sound kind of crazy too, bro. Do you know the main guy who wrote a letter that was on that dude's side was Cyclops? But nobody wants to say anything. Yes, the first X-Men movie. Your Cyclops character wrote a letter to support this shit. And I love my X-Men, but please don't bring back that nigga Cyclops. Get a new one. What do you think about that, bro? It goes deeper.
It's just making my back hurt more. Just like, bruh, guys.
Bro, for real. For real. And like, I do want to also speak about the African-American racism that was going on there. And I just want to take another route of this. Because a lot of kids were like, hey, man, we didn't feel like we got like all the fair shares out of this. And like, I can definitely understand where you're coming from. But understand, Mr. Lomain, at the same time, I'm telling you this. I didn't see any fucking Asian or Middle Eastern kids or Native American kids or any other fucking kids or factions that had any fucking problems with that, bro. So with that being said, your whole thing stands null and void because you were our presentation on motherfucking TV and all these other fucking races and shit didn't have a presentation. So fuck, man, don't piss me off at that because people want to throw that race card everywhere, bro. Like it wasn't racist. They put you on TV and they paid you. Shut the fuck up because all the other fucking white kids did it. Shut up. Man.
Now I'm trying to think back. Was there like any other races other than the African American and white culture on there?
No, bro. That? No. It was mainly just black and white. They had no other race on there. And then like I can really understand racism sometimes. But for a person that was paying you, putting you on TV and all that stuff, we have right. No racism to stand on. I'm sorry, right. Bro. Yeah. And they're like, he didn't talk to me while he was on set. Did you grow a rapport with this motherfucker? I know that he liked back rubs, but I'm not saying to give him a back rub. I'm just saying, did you grow a rapport? Because people think that like other people should just come up to them and start talking to them, bro. And like, right. They need to be the other person, like dissecting into them. No, you need to build a rapport with everybody else too. Like...
expand your connections.
My God, bro.
Don't focus on that.
For real? Like, I think it was bigger than black and white. I think the main thing that stands on is trauma. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of trauma stemming from that time. But racism? I wouldn't throw that in there. Racism would have been like not even putting you on TV. Bro, like, that's straight racism.
I feel like the quiet on set stuff was more about, like, the bad management and direction of, like, allowing the pedophiles and stuff onto there.
I think you're
let me just sprinkle this in there.
Thank you. But I really don't know what they expected to, because, bro, I bet you management, like, most of Nickelodeon management from back then probably has high blood pressure. Dudes were getting, like... sandblasted with fucking slime walking down the hallway. Like, how do you tell the maintenance guy to clean that up the fourth time today? Like, a manager, take care of that. You're like, I can't tell Rob to do that again. Like, Rob's not gonna love this. Like, you go sit down with Rob. Hey, Rob, I know that you're on lunch. He's like.
Speaking of bad management or like some type of management, dude, you know, like, I don't know if it's like taking advantage of the moment or something. I feel like maybe JoJo Siwa is in the middle of like some recent breakup because she dropped a new song.
Please tell me about this.
I'd seen some of this because, you know, my daughter, she follows JoJo Siwa or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Get up there. So anyways, I feel like maybe she probably got out of a breakup. I don't know details, but she dropped a new song called Karma. Mm-hmm. And one of the lines in there is Karma's a bitch and she's there with you or something, or here with me, something like that. One of those two.
So number one thing, JoJo... She swore.
Cussing.
Yeah, bro. She just swore. Karma's that's a big a thing.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
And the music video, it's pretty risque.
My God,
she's got it's like basically almost pretty much all females in there.
She's stepping out
and rubbing on all over. Got two on each side. One
man,
on each side.
That's. She's a teenager, right? 14, 13? JoJo
I think she's now, maybe now 18.
My God. Okay. I know her for her Tesla. That's the own. Have you seen the car that she drives? Okay. I got to show you that later.
I mean, I'm assuming 18 if she's doing music videos like this.
That's
I mean,
so true because because she was taking over YouTube like 4 years ago, big time.
I don't know.
Shouts out to JoJo.
Because my daughter, that's about it. And then I seen the thing pop up on my feed, and I was like, oh, there's JoJo Siwa's got a new music video. It was like, I just seen her makeup on there. It was like, under her eyes.
On the side.
Like, I was like, oh, okay, let's see what this is. And then it goes into this, she's on this boat deck and dancing, like I said, a girl on each side, like, mm-mm.
Just run.
And then I got a girl licking on her neck, like, oh!
JoJo. I don't want to see. I don't want to see that, bro. That is crazy. Do you think? I know this sounds wild. Do you think these kids jump out, like jump off the board by themselves, or do you think it's management and stuff that like sits down with them?
You know what? I think it has to have an influence of management too.
Facts.
You know. Like, management has to have some type of way into... Oh, yeah, really good.
Yes.
What do you do with Charizard?
Charizard!
Oh, there he is. You got to be in charge of Charizard. I'm going to lose track.
He's like, I'm losing them everywhere.
What did you want?
My guy, medium.
Medium. Perfect, yeah. Small hit. So that would be a green or a red?
Green.
And then red is more.
Yes, sir. Because there's a blue in there, right? Because that's the
blue is lowest.
Yes, sir.
Green, red, then white. You want to do a cold drop or?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It was speaking about that, but they almost kicked us out of Vegas for that, bro. Because we had that in the hallway, and then I had a room next to like the homie, and then we literally just met him in the hallway just to have a conversation, like for a single second. I'm going back to my room in a second. He's like, you want to take a hit? I was like, yeah, bro. So, like, we're talking. The guy that's, like, doing room service walks by. He's like, you guys can't be doing that in the hallway. And I look at him. I was like, it's odorless. He's like, I can smell it. I didn't even care for it, bro. I kept taking the hit. Like, shut up.
turns out they actually do have an odor.
My God, facts. Yeah. I appreciate you, Nico.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like, yeah, I think it's just like more management type stuff coming in to, you know, take advantage of it.
Facts.
Take advantage of the moments, you know, like, hey, you could do this. You know, like,
It's like, you can make more money, right? And
movement of the hands like this.
Have you seen The Boys?
Not recently.
Not really. And
as you can hear, these are the sound effects of the peak.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's some in there.
I was gonna say you're taking some pretty hard hits.
Oh my God.
Because usually you would do when you close it. It's such an intake of air, it's pushing it down into one little
stream. Okay. I didn't.
So that did take some time. When you open it, yeah, you could intake the air more.
Okay.
And then when you close it, soften up the intake. And then you fill it up. And then.
So the main idea is to get it milky. Mm-hmm. Okay, my guy. Okay, Nick will demonstrate a correct hit for us in a second, y'all.
Yes,
man, bro. Shout out to JoJo Siwa. Let me show you her fucking.
Yes, it's pretty interesting. And then we'll start talking on Kendrick and
I can't wait.
Drake and.
He said, nigga, fuck the big three. It's just big me. Bum! That is JoJo Siwa's vehicle. That's where she'd eat, or that's what she drives everywhere, every day.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. Her picture is everywhere on that thing.
Wow.
Like, it's... And
I'm interested to see what she's like in the future,
right?
Like her older version of herself after all these like teenage years.
Some craziness that she, bro. This is the back of it. I wish I loved myself that much, bro. Ali, do you think that you have enough pictures on there? You're like, no.
How old is she?
That is a good question. Let us check today. Matter of fact, y'all don't get a lot of fact checking here that, you know, but that happens on the Low Maids Asylum show.
She is 20.
Oh my fucking God, both of us were wrong. God damn. So she can't. Sorry, you can't say bitch now, Georgia. So you are.
Bitch.
Wow. For real. God damn.
A bitch can talk now.
A bitch can talk. Right, bro. When does bitch get so old? Damn, bitch.
I was so thinking about her music.
Catch us if you can. Yeah. For real, bro. Man. Well, age caught up with that bitch. Okay, I'm going to start dropping. I'm going to start
dropping. Yeah. We're not calling you a bitch anymore, JoJo.
Yeah, I love you, JoJo.
We think you're great.
Yes. I would love to ride in that car with you at least one day out of my life.
At least, you know, get a podcast episode with her. Yo, that would be a good one.
And then we get kicked out for trying to hotbox JoJo Siwa's vehicle.
She'd be the one to bring us in for the hotbox. I'm like, no, guys, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
We get ultimately.
We just have to do concentrates in here because it's a little bit more harsher smelling than with the you know, with the herbs. I'm just imagining her shaking her head so much with the ponytail bouncing
with like a straight face too, bro. Yeah, take another hit, Lomaine. I'm like, what? Take another fucking hit, Lomaine.
Take another hit.
Oh shit. I said, JoJo, bro, before I want to go into our last topic, we need to talk about exactly what you brought up. The big three, Drizzy, J. Cole. People say that is Big Sean, too. But Kendrick is out here trying to take off many heads. How do you feel about this whole beef? How do you feel like it's going? Where do you think it's going to go from here?
Bro, okay. Right off the bat, my thoughts. Drake and J. Cole, R&B rap. Kendrick, hood rap.
Okay.
And Kendrick will be right up front in the mix, throwing punches if need be, if it came down to it. But if it came down to it, Drake and J. Cole be like, yo, go get him, go get him, go get him. Sending their guys right up front.
They're going to send everybody up there. Exactly, bro. Now, y'all really don't understand this, man. This man, Kendrick, see? But, do y'all see this? Slow hits. Oh. So the idea is to build it up and then clear it when you take it. Guys, we're learning something new today on the Low Maintenance Asylum Show. Kendrick, lyrically, does not need anyone to sit down with him. I found out that, guys, a lot of people don't have ghostwriters anymore. They have what they call, for a lack of a better term, I'm going to call them assistant writers. Because, Nick, a person doesn't have to write you a ghost rap anymore. What they can do is they can sit down with you, and, like, they do this so much nowadays. So they'll sit down with you. They'll be like, what do you want to rap about? Or, like, where did you come from? And then, so as soon as you, like, but you tell them enough about you, they will sit down and write a whole rap after that.
The, I was going to say, our, the system that we're living in?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The ecosystem.
No.
The
simulation. The yes. Simulation has dropped in these AI bots, the NPCs, for these rappers to pay their gold to. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, can you drop me a few lyrics? And these AI bots are writing them for them.
Damn.
These NPC people.
Are writing.
And we're in a simulation, guys. You know, this is the thing.
For real, bro. But, like, how much do you think that they're making? Do you think that, like, they're making royalties? I would do that. I would be like, hey, I don't want you to pay me outright. If this song makes it, I just want 10% of what comes in all the time. That's it.
I guess. Something like that. Kind of like how, I don't know, I was just thinking about Fortnite right there the whole time.
NPC just standing there. We're
in a simulation. Hey. NPCs. Yeah, hey, I'll bet you a couple of lyrics. What do you want to rap about?
What do you want to rap about? And that's why, guys, like, I think it's very hard to take rappers seriously anymore. Kendrick is one of the main rappers nowadays that whenever he does drop an album, I'll fully dissect it because I know it's quality.
Yeah, and funny thing is, like, one of my coworkers came in the other day, like, the morning, talking about it, and then I come in later in the afternoon shift. They come in, too. They're talking about it again to the other coworkers that weren't there.
Oh, shit.
Like... Okay, and it was like in the morning. I was like talking like, yes, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they know what they're doing. Uh-huh. They're making money from it at the end of the day, so they know what they're doing.
Right, go Arcanine, go. My God, it's bro. I think you're right. I think they're trying to resurge hip hop right now. Cause isn't this the fourth jab that Kendrick took at Drake? Because, like, if you really think about it, like, because Heart Part 4, there's so much songs that you can span all the way back to, like, 2016 that he jabbed at Drake. And Drake never came back at him until now, which I think it's all because of, like, hip-hop was a dying genre. I think we can all say that.
There was talk about Kendrick and J. Cole doing an album together, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And now,
and who knows, you know, there might be something in the future about that after this.
But fuck J. Cole, bro. What a, you pussy, you. Like, bro, how do you drop a diss track and then apologize like 3 days after on fucking tour?
No, we just need to be the bigger people out of this, man. Yeah, I almost grabbed the clip in my song, but we need to be the bigger people out of this, man. You need to get slapped, bro. Like, you need to get almost slapped. Grabbed
the clip in my song. Yeah, bro, so passive-aggressive, Mike. Bro, passive-aggressive, like, to the point of he needs to shut the fuck up, man. I'm tired of J. Cole. I'm really fucking tired of J. Cole. That man, shut the fuck up, okay? You made Dreamville. People loved Dreamville. They did not want to hear you. Shut the fuck up. Like, bro, who, like, other than people that don't like to take showers every day, who checks for J. Cole? Bro, who checks for J. Cole?
The one you're taking a shower. Yeah. Is that what you said, right?
I was like, what? Like, the people that don't take showers daily, yeah, are the only people checking for him. I don't, like, sorry, man.
I thought you were saying, like, only when you're taking a shower is when you're going to be searching up J. Cole to, like, to jam out. Hello.
Bro,
hello.
He doesn't even make amazing.
Hello.
Right? He does not make amazing shower music even.
Hello.
Like, waking up to J. Cole in the morning and like turning him on and being like, let me see what J. Cole's going to put me on a day is not the ideal pattern for anybody. No. And to some of you guys might be like, oh, Ali is a J. Cole hater. I know hip hop like the back of my fucking hand. I'm not a hater. I just don't like his quality of work.
Don't get me wrong. I was a fan of J. Cole, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when he came out and first started with the... What was that album?
It had a Nice Watch on it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't even know his album names. Fucking A. Like, isn't right. that...
Me neither. I don't know album names either, but...
Shouts out to Kendrick, because, like, whenever that you can't think of it, but you're going to be like, do you know that... Do you like? But you know that damn album... Ding!
Damn album, like that damn album, right? Yes. That was a great album.
That shit was. I think maybe he did that on purpose.
Damn.
Yeah.
Love of us. Damn. All of us.
What? But they're just gonna think that we're Kendrick stans because how fast we thought about like a Kendrick album.
Give me a run for my money.
To Pimp a Butterfly. Oh, we can keep going. Good Kid, Mad City. Yeah, Kendrick had some good album names, all right? J. Cole, can't even still think of your first one. I know the... I know the address one, the 164 Forest Hill Drive one. I know the address.
I think that's the one I was thinking of.
My God, okay.
Is that the one with Saint Tropez?
Yes, sir. That is the one with Saint Tropez. Yes. Okay. See, I can think of that one.
Right?
Yes, sir. I like the very first song on that one. He said, put an M on your head like I like the brother of Luigi. I was like, and that's hard-ass line. Again, super passive-aggressive coming from a person like J. Cole. Because a person that talks about free love and everything, talking about, I'm going to put an M on your head, like the brother Luigi. Who are you to be saying all this, sir?
I'm like, put an M on your head, like, is that murder, right?
Yeah, no, he wants to put a bounty on your head. Yeah, so he wants to put a million on your head.
Ah, put a million. Okay, the M.
My guy, yeah. So he wants to put a bounty for someone to take you out of here, like the brother of Luigi, which I think maybe it might be like a, is it a double entendre? Because Bowser was also trying to take Mario's head off. So he did have people trying to take his head off. I'm just, J. Cole, I'm trying to make you sound a bit more interesting.
See, and I'm learning too. And as some people are learning out there too, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Bro, facts. Bro, I think college times when people were going into the woke part of their life, or like whenever they were getting woke and going into the woke phases, every motherfucker in their life wanted to come talk to me about J. Cole. Every mother, yeah, bro, man, y'all don't know bars, man. J. Cole out here dropping bars. J. Cole was not dropping bars. He dropped Lights Please, a song back then, had a lot of great fucking things. Jay-Z, do you know Jay-Z told him that he didn't come hard enough on a song? No Diddy. didn't come hard enough. Whoa. All I see is Stan from South Park, bro. Inside of that room. But for another legend hip hop rapper to tell you that you're not doing that, like, you know, or you need to come harder on a song, that should tell you enough.
I'm thinking of Stan's dad.
Yeah, bro.
Just that right? Oh, that was a ghost. It was ectoplasm.
It was, oh my God. Before we do get out of here, man, I'm going to take some last hits with Nick. Nick, it is our motherfucking season for everyone that does not know.
That is right.
Bro, how do you feel, bro? Do you have anything special coming up for our grand old time?
For Taurus season, our family is planning a trip to Great Wolf Lodge.
Nice.
That's
gonna be some fun times,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. And then for the summer, we do have plans.
Okay.
For camping.
Ooh.
We are gonna go camp somewhere up north. But close enough to the Grand Canyon, because we want to go take my daughter out there.
That'd be cool. So that'd be good. Weekend, week?
It's going to have to be on a weekend.
Okay.
Going from Saturday to, I want to say like Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
If I could join you on the weekend, that'd be great, bro.
Oh yeah! I think there's like campsite locations right there, and I guess they're like $50 per spot. I think.
I don't mind, my guy. Nowadays, I've been seeing these Amazon tents because I wanted to buy a Costco tent that fits 8 people. And I don't need 8 people. I just like the space, bro.
Right.
There's some that I seen on Amazon that, like, you literally just press something and it just kind of puts itself together. But, like, of course not. But, like, probably it pulls on things and it just goes up.
Yeah, so that's kind of like how mine is. Like, I just put it down,
mm-hmm.
put the 4 corners out,
mm-hmm.
and just bolt upwards on
so metal. Cool. Okay.
It is so super easy now to set up a tent.
I love that for everybody.
I recently seen a guy set up a tent, like a new tent that he kind of came out with or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like it's a smaller size, but same concept of just put it down, set it out the floor, pull up,
and boom. Goddamn. Shots out to that, bro. To everybody out there, go out into wilderness. Like, go have some fun. Okay, you're done.
It's like, what do you want me to do?
All right, you're done. All right. He's like, all right, I'm ready to get out of here, Dad. Nico, drop us with the socials, my guy.
DJ _ Nick Nation on Instagram. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Or DJ _NIC_ Nation.
Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Twitch, man. I'm going to have to pull that up.
Yes, sir.
Pull up yours, man.
It's Lomaine's Asylum on Twitch, y'all. Tuesdays and Mondays and Tuesdays are the main days that you'll mostly catch me and Nick on. So every other day, like, it's kind of a hit and miss, but I do try to make Mondays and Tuesday nights Twitch nights specifically. So pull up on those nights, man. Come watch us. Lomaine's Asylum show is mine, Nick.
I'm DJ Nick Nation. It's DJ NIC Nation, exactly how it's spelled, no spaces. It's just going to be me and my daughter, mostly just randomly. Mm-hmm. And then I join Lomaine on Mondays and Tuesdays when I can.
Yes, sir. And yo, come hang out with us. Like, y'all don't even have to like play games. Come hang out in the chat. Let's fucking talk some shit. Like, we can have a good time with
tell this. Us to drop somewhere or tell us to do something specifically with a specific weapon or how to do it.
Exactly. Like, be some bloods in this one and we're just so whooping that whole fucking match, you know? Like,
you'll hear that all night.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about from me, but so I'm all
yo, man. With that being said, man, I love each and every single one of y'all, man. Ooh, Instagram, Fresh Prince of the _ West, Snapchat, Lomaine 1990. Allow me with the pot and gift. Drink your water. Tip your bartender.